Adumo Online are South Africa's largest independent payments processor, which is used by retailers across South Africa, including the big online shopping platforms. Glenn Ross is the revenue executive at Adumo Online. Glenn, good afternoon. Well, good morning. There we go.
Good morning.
I did that.
Good morning, John.
I did that deliberately. I didn't really. Yeah. I made a mistake.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your show.
You have no qualms about shopping online, or despite what you do, you still occasionally have qualms because maybe you're shopping on a site that you don't do the back end for.
Yeah, correct. I mean, I shop online a lot, but obviously while I shop online, I'm always quite aware of the things I should be looking out for. You know, your typical flag should be a page that where you're entering your any type of confidential or personal information. Make sure that page is secured. So look for your HTTPS in the URL box at the top instead of just HTTP. The HTTPS obviously means it's secured, where HTTP means it's not secured. So that's probably the biggest flag that you want to be looking for. And, you know, obviously probably stick to your brands that you're familiar with. And if you go to a new website where you've seen something, maybe a deal or whatever the case may be, try and do some research and review that website before you actually transact on it.
What's the average number of transactions that Adumo secures or processes? What would be the correct verb? Processes.
So processes. So Adumo Online is an element within the broader Adumo group. And some of the stats that I've seen is it's material. We're talking about you know, millions of transactions on an annual basis. Accounting, obviously accounting for billions of rands on an annual basis. So it's very material. From an online perspective, I wouldn't want to expose too much information in terms of our transactional volumes, but it's material, and we've seen material growth year on year. Some of the early stats that have come out now following Black Friday is, again, turnovers are up, number of transactions are up, but quite interestingly, the average ticket value is down, so the typical purchase price is a little bit lower.
Which is understandable, given how many people 100%. Are struggling economically. But I'm interested to hear from you, Glenn, that volumes are up, because it may well be that we in the media weren't as interested in Black Friday this year as we were in previous years. But my sense was that Black Friday was considerably more muted than previous years, but the stats say different.
Yeah, I think there was a probably a concerted effort in some channels to not be as noisy about Black Friday, perhaps, just potentially because of the economic situation in the country. I do know that some of the bigger retailers, while they did have specials, probably didn't do as deep cuts as they normally do in terms of discounting, which again probably contributed to, you know, to the perceived silence. But I think, again, if we look at, like I say, with the higher transaction volumes, but the lower ticket value, I think there were people that were probably just looking for a good deal, where in the past you might have had people that actually purchased a lot of items to potentially resell. I think now people were probably just purchasing an item for themselves. You know, obviously the most popular item probably again this year was the air fryer. Where people were seeing 30-40% reductions on that. That's probably one of the main contributors, I'd say, to the perceived silence or mute.
What in your view could still be done, needs to be done, to make that transaction that I do even more secure? Time delay between my pressing buy and my connection with the bank to authorize the one-time pins, all of the things that are there to try and minimize the risk of compromise. What are you working on, or what's the industry working on to make it even more secure?
So it's just trying to find this balance. So you speak about security, and then, you know, you speak about time delays. The reality is in most cases, additional security results in a longer transaction period because there's interventions that are required to secure the transaction. If you talk towards a time delay element, I mean, the online payment ecosystem is so complicated. A typical transaction will probably flow across 9, maybe 10 different platforms and providers. So it's extremely complicated behind the scenes. And if you consider...
Sorry, Glenn, can I come in there and say, yeah. I mean, I heard that figure, 8 or 9 or 10 different service providers, and I go, what's each of them doing? And how much is each of them adding to the cost of the transaction that I'm busy with?
So the reality is every hop that you go over, there is a cost element. In terms of the platforms, they all play a very important role. I don't want to get too technical, but, you know, if you think about a transaction flow, it originates on a online retailer's website. It typically then comes to someone like ourselves, a payment processor. The first thing we need to check is we actually need to check the validity of the merchant and the cardholder to make sure whether they're both valid for an OTP, because that's actually a configuration in the back end. That's two different platforms that we're checking. If they both are, then there's an OTP that gets sent. That's a provider that's firing off that OTP to you. You're then entering that, and then we're going off to actually check firstly against the online retailer's bank, and then they're passing it on to the cardholder's bank to make sure there's value on the transaction or on the card. So it's a very complicated ecosystem that has to have multiple hops. And obviously the security element of that is probably it's the piece just after ourselves as the payment processor and before the bank. So
because
that's obviously quite complex.
This is all stuff that I don't know, so I'm kind of reacting instinctively to the information I'm hearing from you. And I go, ooh, 9 hops. Doesn't having 9 hops increase the risk of the process being compromised? The more elements there are to a process, the more compromisable it is. Or perhaps that's an entirely wrong instinctual reaction, and that you actually need all of those hops in order to make the transaction pretty nigh impenetrable, other than human error, which is often a part of these problems.
Yeah, so I think what's important is not sensitive data is flowing across all of those. So when the sensitive data reaches someone like ourselves, we're actually holding on to that data, and then we pass across another piece of information. So we're passing across credentials related to the online retailer and credentials related to the cardholder, so that the certain checks and balances can be done in terms of authenticating that you are the cardholder. So that's that OTP process. And those credentials then come back to us, and we package that with the sensitive information and pass it across. So that's from the compromise of sensitive data. In terms of compromising in terms of fraudulent activity, that OTP process is critical to that, because that is a way that we are able to validate that you are in fact who you say you are, presenting the card. Where if we aren't able to do that process in whatever form, because that process is currently being reviewed and a new version is being implemented, which will streamline it slightly. If that process is not done, then we're not actually able to confirm that you are ultimately the cardholder. You then would be able to just sit with a stolen piece of card information, transact, and there'd be no checks and balances or authentication of you as the end user, either via OTP or in some of the cases now we're seeing fingerprint recognition come in. So I know as an example, Investec, they've implemented a fingerprint recognition inside their banking app versus the OTP that you then enter on the payment page.
Thank you, Glenn. Some of that stuff is way above my level of technical understanding and comprehension, but I found that absolutely fascinating, that explanation. Glenn Ross, Revenue Executive at Adumo Online, one of the bigger payment processors in the online shopping arena.